If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your health. I have a new book coming out, 224 of this year. That's February 24th. And so I've got several questions. This one comes from my sister, Marcia, who's a devoted watcher, listener, and apparently she didn't want to get on the phone line, but she told me, is there an age, certain age, beyond which a do-over stops being effective? So let's first say, what is a do-over? Well, in sports, like golf, you get mulligans. In movies, you get second takes. But with health, we throw the chips in. With a do-over, you get a second chance, and you get to change your genes and proteins. It's just not that hard. There's seven essential deeds to the do-over. So you get a do-over. You don't have to worry about a series of do-over attempts. The goal is to feel fully vital and have a great life with your do-over. So you get it, forgive yourself, move on, do the seven deeds. So Marcia asked, is there a certain age beyond which a do-over stops being effective? And the answer is when you're 6 feet under. That's when you can no longer get a do-over. Now, many people think it's easier to get a do-over when you're younger. But one of my favorite do-overs was a family of three, a mom, a daughter, and a grandmother. The grandmother was well past 60, and she was, when we started working with her, in a wheelchair. How could she walk? How could she do that essential do-over deed? So I got her a pedometer and asked if she could walk to the bathroom. And she said, yes, she did walk to the bathroom. And so I said, just put on the pedometer, and for the next 3 days, just email me your number of steps you do each day. And she averaged 64 steps. So she said, I'll never get to 10,000. I said, don't worry. I want you to do me a favor. Will you never take fewer steps tomorrow than you took today? That is, always today, take the same steps or a few more than you did yesterday. And she said, yes. And so off she went trotting. And by the end of 2 years, she got out of her wheelchair and into a walker. She got rid of her diabetic medications. And in 4 years, she got out of the walker and has been walking fine. She got rid of her arthritis. She's gotten off of two of her three blood pressure pills. So she really got a do-over. So she's, if you will, the case. If she can do it, virtually anyone can do it, and it's unaged. So anyone can get a do-over. There are a couple keys in the reason why you can get a do-over at any age. And that is, you keep producing new proteins, and your proteins you produce, you can get to be better than the ones you just metabolized and got rid of. I'm going to take another couple of questions that people have sent in. Are you concerned that a do-over will be too tough for the average person to achieve? And the answer is no. A do-over is really easy. You build up to it and then adopt progressive habits. So it's really quite easy for everyone to achieve. And that story about the three women is one of my favorite stories that shows that virtually anyone can achieve it. Now, there are a couple things, and one of them is what do I fear most that people will do? And this is true of men more than anything. Men try and do too much. That is, they say, well, I feel so good doing these 4,000 steps. I've been worked up from 3,000 to 4,000 over 3 weeks. Why don't I just see if I can do 10,000 now? And what happens, and men challenge themselves all the time, and what happens is they challenge themselves so much that they get an injury and set themselves back to the beginning. So the hardest part of sustaining a do-over is to not do too much too fast. That is, not get injured too fast. So those are some of my favorite questions. I'm going to ask another one. How long have you been doing your do-over was a question asked. And another one, what kind of exercise should our viewers be doing? So let me take that one. What kind of exercise should our viewers be doing to get a do-over? And the best one is simple walking, 10,000 steps a day. That 10,000 steps a day gives you more than 60% of the benefit you can get from all exercises in the world. You heard it earlier today. We said a moderate jogging, in fact, gave you more benefit than running marathons. And that's because there's a ideal point at which you don't exhaust your genes and don't exhaust your proteins and don't create free radical damage, but in fact, get to build up the antioxidants inside your cell. So 10,000 steps a day, why is that the secret? Because that's the number at which insulin resistance decreases and the glucose goes in your cells rather than staying in your bloodstream. Glucose going in your cells is what you want. 12,000 doesn't do any better than 10. 10 does better than 8,000. So that's why we say 10,000 steps a day, and that gives you more than 60% of the benefit that you can get from all exercise that you can do. Now, there are questions on food and buddies. My favorite is the buddies one because buddies are the secret do-over deed. That is getting a buddy and having the buddy help you stay healthy is the secret sauce to a do-over. So we'll discuss that much more, but I'm going to take a couple questions. That is, how do you choose a do-over buddy? And that's really the key is to getting a buddy, is to getting one that you can have fun with. So a do-over is a fun way of changing your health. And it has to be scientifically valid. That is, you have to have the 10,000 steps, etc. But what I like to see people do is have fun with each of their choices. So it isn't that this is painful, you're trying to overcome something with willpower. You want to have fun. And that's one of the keys in selecting the, if you will, the buddy. That is, who can you have fun with? Who will keep you moving? And at the same time, to keep you moving, they won't be thought of as a, if you will, an ogre or someone who's smacking you down all the time, but as someone who's encouraging you, having fun with you, making it fun for you to do your healthy choices so you'll keep vital for the rest of your life. Well, I think that's probably enough of the questions on this is your do-over, getting your second chance at the life you want. There's a formal name to the book, which I'll give you in a few seconds, but the basics is that what you've heard so far is how do you get a second chance at the life you want. The formal second topic is, or the formal name of the book is This Is You Do-Over, The 7 Secrets to Losing Weight, Living Longer, and Getting a Second Chance at the Life You Want. The foreword's written by Dr. Oz. Thank you for tuning in to You, the Owner's Manual radio show today on Radio MD. Stay well, and remember, you get a do-over if you want it. It's much easier than you think, and we'll tell you how. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about
cancer?
That.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
Curcumin benefits nearly every organ system in the body and helps inhibit inflammatory factors, supports immune, heart, bone, and colon health, as well as healthy cell division, which is why no whole body health regimen is complete.